I've made it a bit of a standard practice now to talk every 6 months with Charles Savage. It's a good opportunity to catch up with one of the guys I rate as a leading thinker in the new world and one of the great entrepreneurs of South Africa. You might not think so yet, but if you go back, he started Easy Equities 11 years ago with seed capital of 2 million rand. It's now worth about 4.5 billion rand. So that's quite an achievement. And he reckons that he's going to now target to take that value to 70 billion rand. And he, in our conversation today, said he expects to get there certainly within 10 years. And by going back to the achievements and the growth of the past, he says it really isn't as sensationally high a target as it sounds. Anyway, we had a wonderful conversation today. You'll be able to watch and listen to that in the director's cut, the full discussion, the director's cut tonight, and it's in BizNews Briefing this evening, which is aired on the BizNews TV channel at 8 o'clock. But one of the things that came out there is, well, I suppose it is always likely when you have entrepreneurs who are in a room together that they will give you a more optimistic view on the world. And that's pretty much what happened when Charles and I were talking, especially after I'd come back from the mini budget yesterday. He says he has a sense of excitement about South Africa, and he can see it within his business. They've got 150,000 of their investors who are shareholders in Purple Capital. That's quite extraordinary. If you've never checked the shareholder register numbers before, I advise you to do that next time you get an annual report in a company that you invest in, and you'll be shocked at how relatively few shareholders there are in most companies that are listed on South African stock markets. So as far as Charles is concerned, they've made it an effort to get shareholders into the Purple Group, which owns 70% of Easy Equities. And those shareholders are among more than 1 million active clients that they've got. Anyway, I digress. You can hear all about that a little bit later. But we were talking about the reason for optimism. And the one thing that came back to me, this was off air, by the way, not, you won't get this in the conversation between Charles and I. The one thing that came back to me was South Africa's incredibly high level of financial transparency. Now, many people won't remember this, but in the international lists of the most transparent budgets in the world, the process that goes into it and the transparency that they use in sharing information with taxpayers and the public generally, South Africa regularly ranks first or second. The only competitor really to South Africa is New Zealand, would you believe? And so that opens up a different perspective when you start looking forward to where this country's future is. Because if you are highly transparent, then that means that if people bother and go and look through the information, they can hold you to account. The difference and the problem comes when you try to hide things. Transparency is the perfect antidote to corruption. Perhaps not immediately, because if your public aren't paying attention and aren't asking the right questions and aren't looking in the right place, well, you can be as transparent as you like, but they aren't going to be able to see the truth. But in time, there will be this knock-on effect, because you get to a pain threshold, which South Africa appears to have reached, where people are looking for answers. They want to know why. They want to know why it is that we go to the polls every 4 or 5 years and end up voting for people who promise us stuff that they never deliver. And in many respects, they just continue to feather their own nests at our expense. So there's a big story that is brewing here, and you can see that it's, I love the way that Charles put it when we were talking earlier. He said it's like we've taken 30 years to find ourselves. But now that we've found ourselves, watch out, because South Africa is going to be, in his opinion, on a multi-year, if not multi-decade, upward trajectory. Now, all of this sounds really crazy to those who are stuck in information that is generally coming out about the problems that we have, the challenges that we face, and I articulated some of those coming out of yesterday's mini-budget, not least that our gross domestic fixed investment is still sitting at an awful level, only 14%, where the National Development Plan says we need to be at 30%. So at 14%, there isn't money being put back into the economy, not sufficient anyway. And as a consequence of that, we aren't going to be able to even stand still, let alone grow. But there are signs now that that is starting to turn. And transparency is one of the reasons why this is so. International investors can have a look at South African bonds. They can look at South Africa as a destination, and they know that they might not like what they see, but they will be able to see it. And if you think back over the past 5 years, we've come an enormously long way. Cyril Ramaphosa gets a bad rap in many respects, and many people say he's a poor leader, and he can't take a decision, and he procrastinates continuously, and there may be a lot of truth in all of that. But I would challenge you to consider for a moment the country and the government that Ramaphosa, a vendor, remember, no strong cultural tribal support base within the ANC, what he inherited and what he's done subsequent to that. And when you think that way, you've got to start saying, yeah, he's got his faults, but my goodness, who would have taken on that job to pick up from the absolute mess that Jacob Zuma perpetrated on us, the corruption, the crooks that he put into senior positions. And it's the stuff is still coming, only just coming out now, this whole fight in the South African police services, the criminal justice system, crime intelligence, all of this has got to do with an injection into the system of bad actors, really bad actors, who were there to, well, extract the maximum amount of resources in the minimum amount of time. We knew that it was happening because of the transparency that exists in Treasury, and it is something that is well worth remembering and considering when you step back and start wondering where our country is going. Addressing all of those issues has taken time, but from what the transparent information today can tell you, if you care to look and with an open mind, is that there is enormous amount of progress that is being done. And one of the issues that I wanted to just close off with was what was given to us yesterday by Dr. Duncan Peterser, who is the Director General of the Treasury. And he said, he spoke about the Procurement Payments Dashboard, something they called BAS, B-A-S, within the Treasury. I had a look on the Treasury's website, and you can as well. Just Google Treasury, South African Treasury. And you can see there that there is a level of transparency which never existed in the past. There's a central supplier database. If you know of a crooked company or crooked people, well, you can check whether or not they're on that central supplier database. And it shouldn't be too difficult to be able to tell the right people if you're concerned about it. But the fact is, bad actors are not going to want to be on that database for obvious reasons. We are moving in the right direction on procurement. There is also in the wings something called the cadastre, which the mining sector has been struggling to get into play. But similar to what's happening at finance with the procurement, in other words, every person who or every company rather who does business with the state has to go through a process that is transparent and open. How different that is from not long ago. A similar thing is in the works, the cadastre system with mining, which once it is implemented for the country as a whole, and at the moment they're testing the Western Cape, threatens to unlock a whole new boom in mining in South Africa. Of course, there's some big issues that have got to be sorted out first. You're not going to get international players to come into this country if they are taxed on arrival at a level of 30%, which is the way they see it, by giving away 30% of equity. But we're getting closer. And from a lot of the bits and pieces that I picked up yesterday from things that are happening in the Department of Finance and the messages on the wind and talking to someone like Charles Savage, who's plugged in to his 150,000 shareholders and over a million clients. Those are the people who are seeing sufficient optimism in South Africa to be investing, to be saving with his company. Billions, in fact, last month they disclosed nearly 2 billion rands worth of inflow that came into Easy Equities from its clients. When you tap into that and into his insights, it can only make you feel, man, the worst is behind us. I really believe that. Until Monday, cheerio.